Hello, I'm Gary Combs, and I'm here with my one-year Bible devotion for June the 29th. Today's devotion is entitled, Chosen to Reveal His Word. We'll be looking at the reading from the book of Psalms, Psalm 147, verses 19 and 20. He declares the word to Jacob, his statutes and rules to Israel. He has not dealt thus with any other nation. They do not know his rules. Praise the Lord. The psalmist concluded his hymn of praise by celebrating God's greatest gift to Israel. While all nations witnessed God's power in creation and benefited from His common grace, Israel alone had received His written revelation. This privilege was not earned by Israel's goodness, but was an act of God's sovereign grace. The Lord chose Israel to live in covenant with Him and entrusted them with His word so that they might know His character, obey His commands, and become a blessing to the nations. This special revelation pointed forward to Jesus Christ, through whom God's saving truth would be proclaimed to every nation. The only fitting response to such grace was wholehearted praise. We have been entrusted with an even greater privilege than Israel enjoyed under the Old Covenant. Through Christ, God's word has been extended to every nation, and we now hold the completed scriptures that reveal His plan of redemption. God's word is not merely a treasure to possess, but a truth to proclaim. We are called to read it, obey it, teach it, and share it with those who have never heard. When we remember that God's revelation came to us entirely by grace, gratitude replaces pride and worship overflows from our hearts. May we never take lightly the Bible that so many throughout history longed to possess. Instead, let us faithfully live and declare God's truth, knowing that we have been chosen to reveal His word to the world. Let's pray. Dear Father, thank You for revealing Yourself through Your word and for extending Your grace to us through Jesus Christ. Forgive us for the times we have neglected the priceless gift of Scripture or failed to share its truth with others. Fill our hearts with gratitude, deepen our love for Your word, and give us courage to proclaim it faithfully. May our lives reflect the truth we have received so that others may come to know and worship You too. In Jesus' name, amen.